B-Pod Studios.
Like, the United States not having a team? Like, oh, no, it's America's game.
Yeah, well, it used to be.
Like, I know it's still our game, but it's not like it's wildly popular throughout the world. Like, obviously, it's not on a soccer status like nothing is, but as nothing is. But when you look at it like that, would it ever, could this be something that propels? Because this will be so damning. And I don't think that Major League Baseball is going to go away. It's not, the sport's not going to end. But as we know, it very well could. Could hockey grab a lot of audience? Like, this is a great audition for hockey for a lot of people that don't expose them, that expose themselves to a sport that is a great sport to watch. And you talk about how much it is ramped up from the regular season to the postseason. And granted, baseball is too when it gets to the postseason. But hockey, man, just gives you something extra, man. It gives you that physical factor of up-tempo play, and it gives you that, you know, that physicality that a lot of people just crave, especially in Philadelphia. So it's a great audition for hockey to really try to take advantage of baseball looking like a bunch of dopes right now.
Yeah, because a lot of the reasons I think that people aren't hockey fans is simply because they haven't given it a chance.
No, absolutely, yeah.
And if you give it a chance and it's playoff time, you're hooked.
I always thought hockey
was a sports drug.
Hockey is an easy sell. Like, I always, like, people that don't like hockey, I'm like, why not? What the hell is wrong with
you? Part of the problem is a lot of people don't play it growing up. And you tend to understand and watch the sports that you at least played at some level more than, like, I just think hockey as a, it's just a, it's not a wide enough net.
Yeah, like my dad played like maybe street hockey growing up. Like,
that's what I did. Sticks. Yeah. I was told ice hockey was too expensive to play growing up.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't happening.
My parents weren't paying for the ice time and driving me around, you know, the northeast of the country so I could be mediocre, you know, as a Lawrenceville Flame or wherever the hell. It wasn't an option. So I think that's part of hockey's problem in totality.
Yeah, I mean, my buddy growing up was a hockey goalie, and I remember he's like, hey, Dad, my strap broke. And his dad was like, oh, I got to take out a loan.
Yeah, I mean, like, fix it with the bungee cord, son.
Get the duct tape. That's pretty much what happened. He was like Goldberg before the meth. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what happened with him. But when you look at that, yeah, a lot of people don't have that identifying factor. But look at the Flyers. They won back-to-back cups. Yeah. This place lost its mind, right? We didn't need that identifier to play the sport growing up. We just had to be drawn into the sport itself. This could be a great opportunity and will be a great opportunity for hockey to grab those people again that maybe they've lost over some time. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. You are listening to 975 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Let's get Sam Wilson in here. I want an early update on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Sam, what's it looking like right now on our Twitter poll?
Today we asked, will you consider the champions of these pandemic-affected seasons to be legit champs, yes or no? We have just under 300 votes so far in our early results. 79% are saying yes, they will
Thank
be
goodness.
Legit champs.
A vast majority, almost 80%, saying legit. So I would really like this to be like 90, because I do think it is that easy. I mean, really, it should be 100. Absolutely legit. They're playing the games. They're aware of what they're playing for. You're not only just saying, oh, forget about it, we're just doing the playoffs, that's it. They're actually playing more or less a little bit of a regular season here to decide that seeding. So it's even more legitimate. More games make it more legitimate. Same thing in the NBA. If that's the route they decide to go, that's the route. Then I think a lot more people will be around on the legitimate championship side of all this. Now, we started the show off by getting into this Max Scherzer thing. And it really is amazing because he just went out on social media. And I do, to use your word, Jamie, rogue. There's a degree of rogue to this. He's a rogue agent working for the players union. Tony Clark, I'll take it from here. Thank you very much. And he more or less put out the gauntlet that said, dropped it down and said, here's the deal. Your owner proposal was adorable. We're going to push that aside and we're going to tell you what's what. We're not doing a second pay cut. We agreed in March to prorated salaries. So don't bring up anything else to me. If you want to talk to me, speaking as Max Scherzer, about a sliding pay scale, if you really want to talk about another pay cut that we're going to take, guess what? Show me the money. Show me your revenue. Mm-hmm. Show me your receipts. Show me your tax returns. I want to know just how much money you're not going to be making and how much money you haven't been making throughout this entire pandemic. Throughout us not playing, let me see ad revenue. Let me see ticket sales. Let me see concessions. I want to know why you're crying poor so loudly. Because I need to tell Bryce Harper why he's going to take a $28 million pay cut, basically. Now, here's the thing. Baseball players, it's not like they're saying, pay me my $35 million for the entire year. They're saying, we agreed to prorate it. Whatever we miss, that's what we miss, and that's that. Like, we understand.
Yeah.
And then the owners are saying, yeah, but when you come back, we don't have that money that's there. We don't have that money that was there with ticket sales, ad revenue, whatever it might be. We don't have as much money as we once did. So now the players are like, okay, prove it. It's essentially going to the negotiating table with someone you know has $1 million in their pocket, and you're trying to ask them for like $100, and they're like, can't swing it. And they're like, empty your pockets. Let me see what you got.
Yeah.
You can swing it.
And it's non-negotiable. Like, what the owners did to the players, the proposal they presented, that was negotiable. That was, you know, well, we're going to take this much money from you. Then you expect the players to come back and say, oh, no, let's do that. And we talked about it. That's what negotiation is. But now the players threw something out there that is just non-negotiable. Either you show us or you don't, mm-hmm. and we're not negotiating with you otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brilliant move.
So Max Scherzer comes out, and here's the quote that he released on social media. After discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no reason to engage with Major League Baseball any further about compensation reductions. We have previously negotiated a pay cut in their version of prorated salaries, and there's no justification to accept a second pay cut based upon the current information the union has received. I'm glad to hear other players voicing the same viewpoint, and believe MLB's economic strategy would be completely changed if all documentations were made as public information. Like, to say there's no reason to discuss payments any further is a great line.
Mm-hmm.
What you guys did, we all know, was criminal. It was a reach to even have as a first, as an opening negotiating point. Like we talked about yesterday, if I want $10 from you, I'm going to ask for 20 and hope I get down to 10, right? Hope I can at least get 10, yeah. Right? Major League Baseball asked for $100 when they wanted 20, or when they wanted 10. They reached a little bit. The players called them on it. And they said, all right, if you want to play that game, here's the game. And the owners, I guarantee you, were caught drastically off guard by this. These are all businessmen. They made their money by being good businessmen. Baseball players throw a baseball fast. Like, they're not supposed to be the better negotiators here. Yet Max Scherzer's like, I got it. I got this, guys. I've talked to enough people that say your offer, if you want to call it that, was BS. Here's the way we're going to operate from now on. It is a definitive line in the sand that is either going to save a 2020 baseball season, or it is just going to end it before it begins. That's what's going to happen after this. In the coming days, I believe. It's not going to be weeks down the line.
It can't be, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's got to happen now, especially if baseball wants any opportunity to try to get things going, even spring training, before the NHL or the NBA announce officially their definitive plans. Because the NHL, I know they came out with a partial plan. They have an idea of what they want to do. They're still ironing out a lot of different wrinkles to it. But at least they've come out and put a face on it and said, this is what we want to do. The NBA is going to be right behind them, I feel. I wouldn't be surprised if by early next week we get something from the NBA. They're supposed to meet again tomorrow to iron out a lot of wrinkles. Hopefully shortly thereafter they'll have something to announce. And Major League Baseball is still like, but you make $10 and I make $5, so can we meet $7?
Yeah, I saw one of the things hanging up the NBA discussions is hotel stay disparity. Because
disparity?
Disparity, jeez.
Disparity.
I'm working on my first coffee here.
Jamie, Kajunga.
But like that there's not enough for it all to be on an even playing field Disney.
I thought about that. Like if I'm staying at...
Like I guess they're all more or less going to get their own hotels.
If you're at the Hilton and I'm at the Best Western, like what?
Yeah. Messed up, man.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things holding it up, which is kind of funny to me.
I wanted my room to have a hot tub that was in the shape of a heart. Do you have that? I mean, the other thing is the family aspect. And this is still what the NHL hasn't ironed out, and I think this is a huge thing. And here's the deal. The NHL says limited family, or excuse me, the NBA has said, I saw the report, limited family.
Yeah, Woj had something yesterday talking about it, yeah.
Limited family. So what does that mean? Does that mean your wife?
Sorry, child number four, only the first three can go.
Fend for yourself. It's a food supply in the pantry. Go for it. No, but like in all honesty, like, when you think about that, limited family, does that mean your wife and your kids? What if mom lives with you? What if you're Allen Iverson and you have like 10 people living with you? You know what I mean? Like,
do what all if you're Sean Kemp and you have 11 kids with eight different women?
All under the age of 18. All under the age of 18? What is it? Anybody 18 and over can't stay with you? Like, what do you do with that? If you're a player, do you seek your own accommodations? Do you go for, is that okay? Because then as a team, you can't monitor what that person's doing.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Like, that I am so holding back on getting my hopes up because just what you're doing, Mark, right. And just what I'm saying, every time they bring up one thing, there's 100 questions. Mm-hmm. And until we're getting close to answering every question, I'm just, I hate being like this, but I'm really sitting back going, oh, really?
Will we ever have...
We're excited that the NHL came out and said something. I mean, we are. And you're right, Mark. It was great that Gary Benton came out, and it wasn't a leaked report, and it wasn't an NHL insider, and it wasn't speculation. It was a solid... We'll see.
Solid skeleton.
A solid, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We have no idea. We're not really sure.
It's a solid skeleton, and we have no idea what the body mass index is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, we'll go with it. It sounds good.
Anytime
you can use BMI is good.
Very, very good. But will we ever have less than 1,000 questions? Even with a definitive plan?
Well,
I mean, think about it.
If there's a definitive plan.
But a 67-page document, and it's like, this says nothing. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, there's one question that, and I heard, I think it was on ESPN yesterday, but somebody asked, the final question was, it all comes down to, what are you going to do if somebody tests positive?
Keep on going.
Like, that's like the defining moment. When you have an answer to that, then I think you can get everything else to fall in place, maybe.
Well, apparently it's, and LeBron James says he's fine with it, according to the reports, that, yeah, if somebody tests positive...
That's the only way there would be an asterisk.
See you tomorrow.
Is if...
Well, wait, hold on.
If you get to the NBA Finals and LeBron James and Anthony Davis, we're dapping up pregame and they catch COVID and they get knocked out of the series and the Sixers are playing the Lakers and their best player is who? Kyle Kuzma and... what's his name? Danny Green, whoever.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh... Yeah, that would have an asterisk to me.
Well, then Houston, like I said yesterday, Houston should have an asterisk for two seasons while Jordan was playing baseball.
Injury. That was a personal decision.
I know, but it's like injury. Like, I can't recall.
You wouldn't feel good if you beat the Lakers in the finals without LeBron and AD.
Oh, hell yeah, I would.
When Derrick Rose got injured in the playoffs and the Sixers advanced to the second
round. That was the first
round. Yeah, I get it.
It was fun. It was 1-8.
They weren't even supposed to be, they were going to get swept.
I would feel dirty if that were the case.
Well, you just lost.
I would enjoy the title, like I'd go out and celebrate and stuff, but I would feel like,
eh. I'm going to say this, acknowledging that it's an awful comparison, but in all honesty, COVID-19 in the NBA has to be an injury, and you're out. I mean, that's that. That's the end of it.
Yeah,
you can't play.
It's just, I would feel dirty.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell said when he had it, he felt like he could play like a 7-game series. So yeah. Some guys are asymptomatic, some guys don't have the problem, and he says, like, I feel fine. I was a little tired, but other than that, I was fine. When you hear stuff like that, these players are going to feel like they can play. And then you have players that feel like they can play on, like, a broken ankle. It's like, no, you're not playing. You can't play.
I did that.
See? You know? Bob knows.
Yeah.
I feel like you just have to treat it like it isn't. You can't play. You're out. And, yeah, there will be people that will be like, oh, if LeBron gets, and I hate repeating his name with it because it's like you're wishing it upon a guy, and I'm certainly not doing that.
Yeah,
like,
it's just the league's best. He's the pinnacle example.
Sure, but if one of the marquee players of any team, even late in the playoffs, people will be like, oh, well, you know, asterisk. No, he basically can't play due to health. So whether or not it's an ankle or it's COVID, the guy can't play.
Yeah, I would still feel dirty about that. If it's full strength, I think it's no problem at all. But, yeah, I would feel weak.
Look, wasn't James Worthy injured when the Sixers
won
the
championship? No, Kareem. Kareem had a sprained ankle.
Yeah, that's who it was, yeah.
Yeah. And they also beat the Sixers with Kareem off the floor. Remember Magic Johnson had that game?
Magic Johnson, deep jump center, I believe.
Yeah, he did all that stuff.
Go figure. 610-632-0975. Oh, our friend Shannon in Georgia. We'll check in with him, see how they're doing in Georgia. Because they weren't doing well originally, but I think Shannon went there and took care of business. 610-632-0975. When we come back, we'll focus in on this documentary on Roy Halladay. It's going to be something. And there's opinions floating around about there. Like, we're talking about whether or not people will look at this these champions of these pandemic-affected seasons as legit. We'll talk about whether or not this documentary is going to affect people's opinion of Roy Halladay. And I'll say it affects my opinion in one particular way, and it's not, I don't think it's the way that most people are going to be looking at it. We'll talk about it in a second here on 975 The Fanatic. But you know what? When it does come to safety and it comes to the care of patients, Rothman Orthopedics is where it's at. There's no such thing as good enough at Rothman Orthopedics. That's how Rothman became a leading orthopedic practice. While the offices of Rothman Orthopedics are now open for new layers, with new layers of protection, they've added customized safety protocols based on the latest CDC guidelines. Required all staff to wear appropriate PPE, modified office cleanings to ensure constant sterile environments, and they've also added a number of precautions to minimize the amount of people in the office. If you're not ready to come in, that's okay too, because Rothman Orthopedics has you covered for that. They're offering virtual visits right now, virtual visits with Rothman Orthopedics, so they can, so you can see your physician from the comfort of your own home. Because getting you moving starts with keeping you safe. No matter what life throws your way, Rothman Orthopedics can help you get past pain and be what you were. Learn more at RothmanOrtho.com/ready. That's RothmanOrtho.com/ready. RothmanOrtho.com/ready.
NBA moving forward. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Caterpillar. To everyone who keeps America moving, Caterpillar would like to extend their sincere appreciation for maintaining the supply chain. Thank you from Caterpillar. Let's do this work. The NBA and their Players Association are currently in discussion about allowing limited family members to join the players when they head to Orlando to resume their season. Family members most likely won't be able to join the players until after the first round of eliminations and will be subject to the same health and safety protocols as teams. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is set to speak with general managers later today and the Board of Governors tomorrow afternoon. The NBA also announced yesterday that they have given clearance for all international players to return to the U.S. Players will be able to travel back to the States immediately, regardless of existing travel restrictions. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Get your Wawa order faster and save time with mobile ordering on the Wawa app. Browse our menu of hoagies and salads made your way. Soups, sides, handcrafted lattes, and more. Just order and prepay in the app, then pick up and go. You can even pick a time. From morning to late night, we're here to make it easier to get your Wawa favorites. Order ahead on the Wawa app today. Gotta have a Wawa. At Wawa, we're focused on making your shopping experience as safe as possible. We have new safety measures like counter shields, social distancing markers, masks, and temperature checks for every associate. We also created the Wawa Clean Force, a highly trained staff dedicated to keeping our stores safe through industry-leading sanitation. This is our new routine, so you can get back to yours. So stop in, order ahead, or get it delivered. Wawa has you covered.
Heart care can't skip a beat, and it doesn't have to. At Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center, we continue to provide America's most advanced cardiovascular care with telemedicine appointments in the comfort of your own home and in-person visits and procedures in a safe environment. Caring for you remains our highest priority. Your heart health doesn't have to wait. Talk to a heart and vascular specialist today. Schedule an appointment at pennmedicine.org/heartandvascular.
One of our great sponsors and friends of the station, Family and Company Jewelers, is happy to announce that they are now open for curbside pickup, consultations, sales, and consignments at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Follow them on social media or visit familyjewelers.com for hours and additional information. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Curbside service is now available from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Let's have some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You and Almonds versus the nefarious headphone tangle. Suddenly the feeling strikes, the urge to groove and move. But those trusty earbuds are in the tangle of all tangles. You dive in following the headphone jack into a white wire nightmare. But with a little finger gymnastics, all's right with the world.
Woohoo!
Also, your headphones are untangled. We're not saying it's thanks to the 6 grams of energy-giving protein in almonds, but we're not saying it's not either. California Almonds. Own your everyday, every day.
Marzetta in the morning, now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming up about 9:10 today, we'll speak to our friend Devon Givens, right here of 97.5 The Fanatic, about the NBA's hope to return in the not-too-distant future. A little kick in the booty. See, do you take it as, this is one of the questions I want to get into with Devon at 9:10 today. Does the NBA look at the NHL and go, oh God, they're ahead of us, they made an announcement, or do they go, were they watching that announcement like we all were with Gary Bettman? And then look, if you, in terms of the commissioners talking to each other, This conversation probably happened because everyone's going to have to consult everyone about getting things underway.
Sure.
Except Roger Goodell's like, what pandemic?
Yeah, right.
So if you're Adam Silver, you probably had that conversation with Gary Bettman already. Or in the fantasy world, I believe, do you watch that and go, oh boy, they're going to give dates. They're going to tell you when they're starting. They're going to tell you how they're starting. And we're still just kind of at the negotiating table. Oh my God. Do you go, oh, they didn't say anything, we got plenty of time?
Yeah, I think the NBA is secure in what they're doing. Like Elton Brand telling us that they're on a conference call with the general managers more than once a week, I believe, to try to come up with a plan. I think Adam Silver looked at it curiously to say, oh, what kind of answers might they have that we haven't thought about yet? I have a feeling he came away from it saying none.
Right. What did you say again?
Yeah.
Do you think he was telling Gary Bettman before he made the announcement, are you sure you want to do this? Because it doesn't seem like you have a lot going on here, Gary.
Yeah, Bettman must have said, look, I feel I have to get out and say something. And I don't disagree with that. And if I'm his PR person, okay, great. And it's a limited plan and it has a lot of holes, but let's say something. Therefore, that's great. And like you said, Mark, him just speaking is uplifting because it's not sources, it's not this, it's not that. I think Adam Silver will wait until there's absolutely definitively something to say and have dates checked off.
Here's what I want to tell any commissioner that's about to come out with an announcement. Just have it done. And look, you could use the term fluid situation. You could tell me that. But here's what we are planning right now. This is the route we feel like is the most safe route to go in terms of returning to play. June 1st, practice. July 1st, first game. You know, like, tell me that.
Right.
Like, that's what I want to know.
And until then.
This is the play. Tell me the where and the when. Like, give me that. Those are the basics.
It's like I said when this all started and all these things are coming out, it's okay to say I don't know.
Right.
It's okay. Like, we don't know an exact date yet because the CDC hasn't given us enough information that we're comfortable with to put these players in the same position. Mm-hmm. You know, that's okay to say. And if you want to put your face out there just to say, hey, fans, we're still here. We're still thinking of you. That's okay. But don't be afraid to say, I just don't know.
Or what about, all right, I would have even accepted this from Gary Bettman. I would have accepted 2 weeks after. 2 weeks after the CDC tells us this is okay here. 2 weeks after civil authorities tell us this is okay here. This is what we're going to do. Here's the plan. Here's where we're going.
Yeah.
And right now it's like, yeah, no, it's still fluid. And I understand that. We all know it's a fluid situation. And I feel like we've heard that term a million times over the last 3 months. We get that. I think everybody understands that things can change at any moment. But what's your plan right now? And right now it's like, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it really reminded me of like a friend saying to you, oh man, we had a really good time out on the deck. I was going to call you. Okay. Like that's how hollow Bettman's thing kind of seemed to me. It was one of those, we're so excited, but we can't really tell you why.
Yeah, it's like the girl in high school that tells you years later, oh, I had a crush on you too. No, I don't believe you. Anyway, Shannon, not that that happened. Shannon in Georgia, what's up, buddy?
Hey, doing great, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call again. I always appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure to talk to you, bud.
You know, I am so fascinated, you know, by this idea of these you know, different sports leagues opening back up. And, you know, I own a small business myself, been doing that for the last 15 years. And it's always the companies that are able to shift, you know, that do so much better in situations of struggle or trials, whatever you're going through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at some of the decisions that they are making, like first of all, NHL, comparing that to the NBA, nobody gives a crap about the regular season. Seriously, right now. I mean, it's been months since a professional basketball or hockey game has been played, you know? So I think you've got to throw that crap out the window about, okay, well, this person was in fifth place and this person, nobody, at the end of the day, nobody cares about watching the Bucks play the Magic in a 1-8, you know, 1-8 series right now, especially without any fans. I mean, give me a break. Can we move forward? I think the leagues that at the end of the day give the fans what they want, I think are going to do well. I heard a great analogy just the other day about the last Masters compared to this little golf tournament that was played this past weekend. You know, that golf tournament doubled the ratings that the Masters had, you know?
Oh, wow.
I mean, look. Yeah, looking back on the NBA season, I was thinking about today. The most fun I had watching basketball last season, and maybe over the last 3 years, was the second half of the NBA All-Star game. As a guy from watching basketball for 40 years, I never thought I'd say that. But because they changed up, they gave fans what they wanted, it was a success. And so I'm hoping that some of these other leagues, I have no expectations of anything that's going to be positive for Major League Baseball. Matter of fact, I gave up on Major League Baseball 20 years ago when Alomar spit in the umpire's face and played the next game of the World Series. That turned me off. I'll never be the same with Major League Baseball.
Wait, he played in the World Series?
Yes, that happened in the World Series.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't think that was in the World Series.
Curiel was a referee for several years, and you know he spit in the ump's face during the World Series and played the next game.
Mind new detail, but like...
Look it up. Yeah,
I will look it up. I thought he was with Baltimore when he did that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was a World Series. National television, spits in the ref's face, gets kicked out the game, plays the next game.
It was 96. He was with the Orioles, second baseman.
He never played in the World Series.
Got into the home plate with John Hirschbeck over a called third strike.
What was worse after that, if I remember correctly, is he said something about the umpire's son who was sick.
Oh, it's disgusting.
He claimed Hirschbeck called him a derogatory name. He eventually was suspended 5 games.
Yeah, but what next season? Not in that whole series, he wasn't. And that was disgusting. And baseball lost me with that, and just too many other things as a referee myself. And granted, I'm not a professional referee. I've done some JUCO, but mostly high school. But I mean, after that, it turned me off. And I don't expect any good decisions out of Major League Baseball. Their leadership has been a failure for generations.
Shannon, thanks for the call, buddy. Oh, wait, how are we doing in Georgia? Are things a little bit better in Georgia?
You know, Georgia's great, but it's funny. I was in Florida for the last part of last week, and, I mean, you would never even know that the coronavirus is going on.
Oh, damn it.
And at the end of the day, we have to look at it. I don't want to preach real fast. I mean, there's a lot of people in this country that have it, but don't have the money to worry about it. I mean, you got guys that, you know, they're allowed to be here just painting the house today, you know, or cleaning gutters today.
Right.
They don't have insurance, and they don't even have the time to think about, oh, I can't work because they're living day to day. You know, so I'm not trying to justify anything,
I understand.
But that's the reality of it. Yeah.
All right, Shannon, thanks for the call, buddy. I heard Fauci yesterday use the word frolic.
It's a good word, frolic.
He was talking about the Ozark kids. At least that was the thing, that was the context of it.
Hey, they got drug money to launder down there. Marty Bird's got to stay in business, you know?
Exactly. Now, you get in this place right now and you gamble. you get in this pool right now. With
the Bird children will die if money isn't laundered. If you don't watch Ozark, you don't get that reference at all.
What's the old lady?
Darlene?
Darlene.
She's great character.
Oh, God.
She is so gross.
She plays a good crazy.
When she was making the faces at that baby in season two, like, it still haunts my dreams, that face she was making. But, like, she's got to sell her opium, man. You know what I mean? You got to get out there.
It's business to be had.
But I'm listening to Fauci, and he's like, if you want to frolic around, that's great. But here's the deal. And I was like, Fauci going frolic. And he was like, just realize there's another risk out there where if you're frolicking and you're not wearing a mask, and you're not out there and you're doing anything, then you're going to have all sorts of issues because it could bounce back in the fall. And it's like, man, Fauci. gloves have been off for a while.
Anti-frolicking.
He's anti-frolicking.
He was a frolicker back in his day, if I remember correctly.
Little T?
That's what you call it, Little T, the frolicker.
Yeah.
he was warning against... You might feel safe after you go out there and you do the Ozark pool thing, like some people did, unfortunately. But realize that you might feel safe and have this false sense of security, and then 2 weeks later, that's when you feel like crap.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I might feel all confident, I think is the word he used, and then all of a sudden it comes back to get you, comes back to bite you. And that's what you have to be careful of. So don't frolic as much as people are saying. Real quick, the Roy Halladay documentary I'm looking forward to watching because he was a fascinating person in Philadelphia Phillies history. He's a fascinating person in Major League Baseball history.
Have a box of Kleenex handy.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And I know the report came out a couple of weeks ago about the drugs found in his body at the time that he died, but I feel like we had heard about that almost a year ago, if not more than that. And it doesn't change my opinion of Roy Halladay. And I know some people are going to have this effect where it does. I think most people, their opinion will be changed of him. But my reaction to that news isn't that of anger or frustration at that. Like, I feel like I was duped or anything like that. I feel more like compassion for him than anything. And as I have gotten older, I've realized a couple of things that I was kind of, I don't know, raised a different way. I was raised to think about things differently, about you can control everything. It's all about mindset. And I think a lot of that's true to a certain extent. And I had my own struggles growing up with mental illness and OCD and all that. And I got over that when I was a kid. And I told you with the pandemic, I've reverted back to some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I realized some of it is silly. And I laugh at myself and I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this in sets for some stupid reason. But I've gotten over it for the vast majority of since my childhood. But I've realized a couple of things. One, anxiety is a real thing, and people really do suffer from it. It's not just an excuse. It's not like, oh, my anxiety, I can't. Oh, get over it and get back to work. No, that's not how it works. It's a real disorder. It's a real illness. Same thing with addiction. Put the drugs down. Get over it. Stop it. It's not that. If it's that easy, people would do it. There are the people that do have that mental fortitude to go, oh, cold turkey, I'm done. And I applaud those people, but not everybody has that, and that's where the addiction comes in. Roy Halladay, as it's more or less admitted by his widow, Brandy Halladay, was an addict. And I have more compassion for him than I do anything else. Here's Brandy Halladay talking about this with ESPN for the documentary on Roy Halladay.
He thought he could just stop, that he only needed it for when he was pitching. And he realized when he came home, his body was dependent on these medications just to function.
What barriers existed in his mind to getting help?
The fear of people knowing, of that public scrutiny, of the media going, oh, Roy Halladay went to rehab. He's an addict. It's terrifying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody should be able to ask for help, and they should not be judged and looked down on for that.
Uh, I know we've seen Brandi Holiday multiple times, and it's been very emotional every time we see her, and it makes us go back to really thinking about some of the great memories we have with Roy Halladay, whether it be the perfect game, whether it be the no-hitter in the playoffs.
I think it's getting released on the 10-year anniversary, right?
Of the perfect game.
Yeah. It's tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe it's the 10-year anniversary of the perfect game.
I'll be glued to the TV for it, and I know it's going to be really emotional, and it's weird. You know, the guy played the vast majority of his career with the Toronto Blue Jays, but we obviously have our memories here in Philadelphia. If there's one word I could use to describe Roy Halladay, it's stoic. Like, he was a larger-than-life figure that looked like what he was supposed to look like, a dominant pitcher. Like, if you're casting a movie, you cast Roy Halladay to play that perfect game pitcher, right? The perfect pitcher.
Yeah.
But we all know that not everybody's perfect. There's a lot of, there's stories behind everything. There's a lot of questions that everyone needs to answer about their own lives, right, that are not at the forefront. And Roy Halladay was seen as this guy that was a perfect figure. And when you talk about this documentary, the things that are going to be released, I don't see any of it changing my opinion of the guy as a baseball player. What I see it changing is more or less how imperfect that man was.
Yeah. And your line of, now that you're older, you understand it a little bit. Like, yeah. That's, you know, in the profession that we're in, athletes aren't idolized. You know, athletes are people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we learn that real quick, and that's the way we have to deal with them. And this just shows that. You know, it shows that these are people, and they deal with real problems. And, you know, it's more than on the field, on the court, on the ice, whatever it may be. And, yeah, when I first heard about it, my reaction was, as an adult now, oh, wow, yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame that he struggled with it and it ultimately took his life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a scene in the trailer where his oldest son, Braden, is talking to the camera, and he's like, yeah, Roy came to me and, well, no, he didn't say Roy. He said, Dad came to me and said, sat me down and said, son, I'm struggling right now, but it's going to be okay. I'm going to get through this. And the courage for that kid who's, what, 18 years old, yeah, to sit down and to bare his soul and his deepest, darkest, like, moments. Wow. I mean, he clearly did a great job raising his sons. And it's just a sad thing. It's going to be an emotional, you know, documentary, I guess you call it.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be rough. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. It really is.
Yeah, and the main thing you think about, and Bob, we were talking about this at the break, think about the kids. And
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
anyone that's...
He's going to be at Penn State, I think, this fall.
Like what really sucks is, and I hate to even entertain the most negative aspect of all of this, but what really sucks is arguing people with the hot take after this is like, oh, this ruins Roy Halladay for me. Like even for the people that want to get attention with the hot takes. Yeah, first off, he's human. Second, the guy has kids. And
yeah.
The guy has a widow.
Yeah.
And this, God bless her, man, for all the public speaking she's done on Roy's behalf, whether it be the Hall of Fame or whatever it might be, whether it be at Citizens Bank Park or whether it be at the Carpenter Complex and all that. Whatever it is, she's handled it like a champion in her own right. And that's just what I caution people before they start entertaining the people that want to get negative about all this.
Yeah,
this is a man that had his struggles. He had his demons. And I hate to even use that expression. But that's the way you have to paint the picture, unfortunately, with a lot of this. I look forward to learning more about the man. And I hope that him telling his story or his family telling his story helps a lot of people that deal with addiction. And I hope that's the end all be all that we get out of it. Let's get to our friend, Mediocre Man, Sean in New York. Sean, what's happening, man?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Sam.
What's up, buddy?
I'm feeling very mediocre today.
Why?
Because you guys are sounding super smart, so it's like I can't add anything to this. Just to expand on, you guys are right about everything. Two points. One, whether this should be an asterisk season because of a goofy playoff format. I want to speak directly. It's mostly all the younger people making these complaints, and I'm an old head. I go way back. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when you used to co-host a show with former Eagle Trey Thomas. So, I mean, I go way back. You're right about the Lakers with Showtime with the Sixers. Well, first off, as far as an asterisk, go back to the 1981 Major League World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. That season was interrupted in mid-season, so they came up with a new playoff format. And the playoff format was that at the end of the year, the team that had the best record in all of baseball, the number one seed, didn't qualify for the playoffs.
Yeah, split season.
But how the heck could anything they do in 2020 be worse than that?
Right, okay. Was that Fernando Mania, that 81 season?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, he went 13-7 with like a 1-something ERA.
Looking to the heavens.
looking to the heavens. You are correct. And the second point, Sixers, not only the Lakers with Showtime, but you can go back before that to like Wilt when he was old, when the Lakers set the all-time winning record and won 33 in a row. Elgin Baylor went out, and the very next game they changed their style and they said, "What we want you to do, Wilt, is just stay back on defense, be a rim protector, get the rebound, outlet it to Jerry West, and let him run the fast break. Then you jog up the half court and see what's going on. Then if that breaks down, then you go and join the team." That's the same thing they do with Kareem. So it's like the first 10 seconds belong to Ben Simmons, and then the rest of the shot clock belongs to Joel Embiid. His job is to be a defensive presence, try to secure the rebound, intimidate anybody who wants to come near the rim, get the ball out to Ben, and then jog up the half court and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if the whole thing breaks down, they don't get the fast break, then you join the team and we'll set up a half court offense for the second half of the shot clock. Otherwise, don't even bother going to half court. Just go back on defense again, because hopefully Ben took it all the way to the rim.
That's in-game load management.
There you go.
And that's what the Lakers did, and that's also what they did with Wilt when he was 36. So if it worked with both of these guys when they're in their mid to late 30s, why would it not work with Joel and Ben?
Make the ball move. That's all you got to do. I'm with you. And this is not at all mediocre. This is fine stuff.
Well, I was agreeing with you guys, just expanding on it. But anyway, yeah. I felt inspired this morning. So that's all I had to say. But like I said, Wilt Chamberlain at 36, that's what they did. And then, you know, and they ran a fast break offense as well. They changed their offense because Elgin Baylor was too slow. He retired, and they said, okay, now we're going to change everything. Mm-hmm. And it worked. Right. And then the Lakers did the same thing with Kareem, and he was pushing 40, and it was working.
Yeah.
And they were running a fast break offense with a 40-year-old center.
Let me ask you this. I'm curious, because you always reference how you go way back. What is your first sports memory, Sean?
Baseball. I loved baseball. My father taking me, we saw the Atlanta Braves, and they did the national anthem, and I couldn't understand why at the end of the song they said, "And the home of the Braves."
Ooh. Let me ask you this. Where was the game played?
Yeah. Huh?
Where was the game played?
In Veterans Stadium.
Oh, all right. You're not that much of an old head.
I was going to say, I was waiting for Connie Mack or something like that.
No. But then with the national, I remember that at the end of the national anthem, they said, "In the home of the Braves."
Okay.
And I was like, "What? It's the home of the Phillies."
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, exactly. No, see, that I would understand why that would be confusing for a young man.
My first baseball game also was Phillies Atlanta Braves.
Oh, really?
Phillies lost 2-1. Some guy, Hank Aaron, I think, drove in the winning run with a double down the left field line, and where our seats were, we couldn't see the ball. Like where it was rolling down the left field line, but yeah.
I thought he was totally going to say Connie Mack Stadium.
So did I.
And I thought he was going to tell me about how people used to get tickets in people's living rooms, I think is the story. They would have a banner out their window, like a bunting out the window that just said tickets. And you would go in, and this is how it would be. They would have the tickets on dining room tables. And they'd say, "Hey, how many do you have? How many do you want? Okay, cool." And that's how my dad went to his first game.
Wow.
His Uncle George, or my great Uncle George, took him down, his father's brother, and they went down to one of the living rooms, and they're like, "Yeah, I need four for my son and my nephew and my wife," and they went to the game.
How about that?
And they walked right across the street to Connie Mack Stadium. Like, that's the way they would do it back in the day.
Wow.
Go figure.
I was in Connie Mack Stadium once, but I was in my mom's belly.
Connie Mack's grandson is a family friend of ours.
Really?
Yeah. He's got some very cool memorabilia.
You are rich, aren't you?
No. He's got a stick of gum from Lefty Grove like my mom still had.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can I air a gripe about the ads in a second?
Sure.
I'm going to air a gripe because I don't mind the stalking that happens with sharing information, but this is something that needs to be addressed. We got Chuck in North Carolina. We got our friend Jeff in Camden. We'll take those guys when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Players snap back. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, the MLB Players Association plans to send their revised economic proposal back to team owners by the end of the week. Washington Nationals starter Max Scherzer turned to Twitter last night to share players' disappointment in the original proposal. Scherzer stated that there is no need to renegotiate players' pay after they already agreed to prorated rates earlier in the shutdown. The reigning World Series champ also added that after talking to other players around the league, in order for players to even consider another pay cut, owners would have to make their financial documents available to the public. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ryan Westbrook here. Let me tell you about the best siding, window, and deck company, Rudder Roofing. Finding an exterior remodeling company you can trust can be difficult. Oftentimes, these projects are expensive, and finding the right contractor can be tough. But it's actually much easier than you think. My friend Corey Rutter and his team at Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Decks are the perfect example of what an ethical contractor should be. Go to RutterRoofing.com and see the amazing work this company is doing in the community, raising money for nonprofits, raising awareness, and giving support to those who need it. So when you need a new roof, new siding, windows, doors, or even that dream deck you've been thinking about, call the friendly people at Rutter Roofing. This team truly gets it. They can even show you your home in 3D with style and colors before you choose anything. Check out Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Decks for your next project at RutterRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R Roofing.com. They will protect your house.
Sugar House Casino is now Rivers Casino Philadelphia, and you can play the official online casino of Rivers Casino. BetRivers.com. BetRivers.com brings you the best real money slots directly from the casino floor, as well as real money blackjack and roulette. In all, there are more than 100 great casino slots and table games on BetRivers.com. Signing up is easy, and we'll match your first deposit with free play. The Sugar House name might be gone, but the quality and customer service live on at BetRivers.com. Go to BetRivers.com and play today. Presented by Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Sometimes you just need a warm, soft pretzel. Go to PhillyPretzelFactory.com and enter your zip code to find an open store near you. Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
With all the overtime our appliances have been taking on these last several weeks, it wouldn't be shocking if one called it quits. Silver lining? Maybe you wanted a new one anyway. Lowe's has you covered with 12-month special financing to help with the unexpected and up to 40% off select appliances, including the best brands to fit your style and budget. Plus, we'll even deliver for free. Download our app or shop Lowe's.com today. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $299 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply. U.S. only.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
We're all in uncharted territory looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Right now, it feels like the world's standing still. But if you look to the land, it's a whole different story. From farms to backyards, wheels are turning, seeds are being planted, animals are getting fed, grass is growing, and families are giving their all to the soil. Because no matter how uncertain things get, the land never stops. So to all those linked to the land, John Deere says thank you. We're here for you, because we all run together. Nothing runs like a deer.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa! That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Again, I know I'm in the minority, but just being real with you, I don't mind the stalking that happens on social media when you're the cookies, right? You're obviously looking for a new rug.
Dude, it's scary.
It is scary, especially when you have never searched it. I was literally talking about mounting a TV, all right? Because the new...
No, it spies on you. It listens.
Oh,
it listens.
And now there's a bunch of ads about TV mounters, basically.
My buddies and I were... Not only does it listen, it also reads, because my buddies and I were having a text conversation the other day. My buddy Dave Madden bought a tent for his kids out back. So they're like camping out back, you know, doing that thing.
Yeah.
And it was like an 8-person tent. He got a sale on it. So he just texted like, hey, got a sale at Dick's on this tent. It was great. Like 30 minutes later, my other buddy sent a screenshot from his Instagram. Sure enough, a Dick's, tent advertisement or whatever. And I was like, wow.
To all the people.
The algorithms are smart.
Yeah. Let me say something to you people. Okay. Let me say to you people. And you people are all the people that are doing the people doing the algorithms, right? Let me tell you something, you bastards. Once I buy the thing, stop giving me ads. I told you I bought this.
Shift to the new one.
Exactly. Sell me something else. I can't help myself. I bought this rug, right? For the Rat Pack Studios in my basement that I built. No big deal.
Dude, for somebody that doesn't want to have a man cave, you're really, really kind of going there, aren't you?
What are you talking about, man cave? It's not a man cave. It's my office.
It's
my office, Bobby.
Yeah.
Or is my wife?
I asked you yesterday. You getting a refrigerator?
Yeah. No, I'm not getting a refrigerator. I can't even justify. Like,
you said you can't because you don't have electricity down there.
I don't legally know. But anyway, not legally is the wrong word. Certified, yeah. Up to code.
Up to code would be
probably
better.
Not up to code. It's an extension cord, but ain't the question. Anyway, so my wife described it as a fort. She's like, you basically like built your fort down here. And I'm like, it's more than a fort. Okay, there's nails in these walls. All right, these ain't sheets I pinned to walls. I built this.
So did you put the sign up? No girls allowed yet?
I did not. It's coming, though, because my wife brought Lil Toots down there yesterday. And I was like, hey.
Violation.
In here, I'm not a father. I'm still 22 years old. Just getting ready to graduate college. Anyway, I digress. So I bought a rug because it's just the basement floor. It's not finished, but I wanted to have a little rug down there. So now I'm getting flooded with the rug stuff. And again, I don't generally mind the advertisement as long as you actually put it into a device. But once you buy it, you should stop getting flooded with that stuff. But I literally never once typed in like TV mounting thing, whatever. And now I'm getting the advertisements for how to like mount a TV and the correct thing to buy and all this stuff. I bought this TV that I want to like put up. I bought it like 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And I want to finally just put it up. To save some room in my office.
Call somebody.
I knew you were going to say that. But now I just only mentioned it to my wife once in front of my phone, and now I get all the advertisements for it as well. That's creepy as hell.
That is creepy.
It makes one of my favorite things on social media is, what's the little girl's name from Full House? Michelle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michelle. But she has the meme is, it says, when you've only mentioned what you want to buy next and an ad shows up. And it has Michelle with the two like revolvers. Like, who's talking? I appreciate that. But yeah, I think once you buy the thing, the ad should stop. So all you people with the beep bop bop beep bop bop, just knock it off.
Yeah, they're big listeners. The beep bop beep bop bop people.
I don't like them. I don't like them even a little bit. Not even a little bit. You know who I'm going to send on them? I'm going to send Jeff and Camden to go get them. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Mark? How are you?
I'm good. I'm great, buddy. What's up?
Not much, man. Let me just say that I am now officially hanging up my dream of being heavyweight champ of the world. It's just, man, I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm quicker on my feet than ever been more coordinated, got more strength than ever been, and I'm physically right now,
Wait. Are you're officially, Jeff, announcing your retirement from boxing?
Well, yeah, man. After three amateur fights and some charity pro fights, I'm not, you know, I got no desire for it anymore. Every time I try and do it, man, something goes wrong, something happens. You know what I'm saying? I was so close this time during the damn pandemic.
What was your record?
I'm not saying the universe revolves around me. I'm not that guy.
I understand, Jeff. What was your record in those three fights?
3-0.
Let's see. You're going out undefeated. You and Rocky Marciano can be talked about in the greatest of all time.
Absolutely not, because he fought actual championships.
Don't let that get in the way, Jeff.
Jeff, stop with your details. Come on. You and Rocky Marciano, undefeated.
I did spar the NBF champion, Prince Baidu, who nearly defeated Roy Jones. I did spar him in Prince Hawk in the R&B, so that's the closest I've gotten to championship level competition.
Okay, that's good. No, that's fine. And you're still 3-0. Go figure.
Yeah, so at this point, man, maybe I'll be able to do some collections for Gazzo or something like that. You know what
All
I
mean? Right, Jeff, now why do you go to the sketchy stuff? There's always sketchy stuff with you. What did you say? You're gonna be Rocky Balboa before he won anything.
Yes, the darker complexion version of Rocky, I guess.
So you're basically now, are you gonna be a guy that breaks thumbs or a guy that goes for the knees?
Well, if he breaks thumbs, he can't play, but I let him do the figuring because he does the figuring, and I make him look stupid if I try to do the figuring. I let him do the figuring.
Okay. I look forward to writing the screenplay for your movie, Jeff.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. You take it easy. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. This is the one constant through all the years, and you want to talk about baseball there, Bob? The one constant through all the years is that whatever Jeff tells the producer he's going to talk about, it's always something completely different every single time.
So, yeah, so he's it said on our comments, he must have told Jamie he wanted to talk about the NFL.
Nope.
So when he started and said that he was giving up on his quest to be heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say now he's going to try out for the NFL.
The Eagles could use him. They need a running back.
Yeah. So instead he's going to go collect.
I've been talking to Jeff for a lot of years, man. And every single time I walk away entertained. Sometimes frightened. Mostly entertained. Chuck in North Carolina. What's up, Chuck?
How y'all doing this morning?
Great,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, Chuck.
So I just heard on the radio, I heard y'all talking about anxiety with Roy Halladay. And matter of fact, just yesterday, and it's hard to talk about, you know, it really, really is. But just yesterday, I had to go to the doctor. And I had been fighting anxiety all my life, but it's been really, 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 really bad the last month. I've had 3 nervous breakdowns. I'm a perfectionist. You know, I'm like Roy Halladay. You know, you want to be the best pitcher. I want to be the best electrician, you know, and I got dependent on something that, you know, when I wanted to be the best, I felt like I had to have it. And if I didn't have it, I wasn't the best. But then it kind of just became a hitch, you know, and I had to have it all the time. And, you know, my anxiety is really bad. And when you can't put it all together and be a perfectionist, you make a mistake, it's hard. You know, and that, I feel like that's what was happening with Roy at home, you know, and it's kind of like with me at home, you know, it just got hard. And, you know, my anxiety got so bad, you know, my throat started closing up and I got tension in my neck and the top of my lungs were hurting. My heart night before last was hurting pretty bad. I mean, it felt really, really weird. And I might start crying, but I love you guys. And, you know, I'm willing to open up to everybody out there. You guys need to listen to me. Go get help. You're not alone. I went to the doctor yesterday. My blood pressure was 187 over 118. I'm 39 years old.
Jeff.
Okay. I didn't even feel like I was having a heart attack. Now, look, I've seen my wife have 2 heart attacks, and I saw her blood pressure right up in there, and I wasn't. But I went and got help. Go get help. I got a son and a wife that I love.
Just remember.
I'm driving to work right now because I went and got help. I got him some medicine that's going to help. You know, I'm going to start talking to somebody. You know, just don't be afraid to reach out, y'all. Anybody that's dealing with this, and it's hard right now. The doctors even told me you're not the only one. And right now, the coronavirus is even worse. So go get help. Chuck, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I need help.
Chuck, just remember what Dawkins told us last week. When we talked to him, what, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
He said, in a weight room, you need spotters. He goes, in life, when you deal with something like this, you need spotters. You need to rely on the people, your family, your friends. You need to have the person that can spot and help carry you through this. And what you're saying echoes his sentiments as well. And he speaks a lot about mental health. And we're talking about, what, Mental Health Month? These are all things that need to be addressed. So you need to find those spotters, as Doc told us, as you're telling us right now. And if people need that outlet, we're more than happy to talk to you. We'll kick around sports with it, whatever you got on your mind. We're definitely here for you, Chuck, and I appreciate the kind words.
I appreciate it. Just, y'all, don't be afraid to stand up. You know, the one thing I don't want everybody to see is a chink in my armor. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be a perfectionist. I want everybody to think I'm the best at what I do. And it's hard when I show weakness, you know, but I'm learning to deal with it. And it's hard, and I think that's what happened to Roy. He showed so much, and he never got help, and he just, it finally spiraled. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Yesterday or Sunday, 2 days,
I mean, I really felt hard. I've never felt anything like that. And I thought there was something really wrong. And he says, it's all stress. It's all anxiety. Mm. So, you know, just don't be afraid to stand up and get help. I got help and I've already seen a change in myself. So, you know, just one day at a time. Day one turns into day 151, but you got to start with one before you get to day 151. Always remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Chuck, thanks for the call, buddy. Hang in there.
Have a great day.
Hang in, Chuck.
You too, man. Appreciate you you calling in with us here. The whole thing, and this will come up again with Roy Halladay, but it comes up anytime we talk about addiction or dealing with mental health. It's showing weakness, like Chuck was saying. That's something that always puzzled me. Because having gone through my own stuff, like, I don't get how it takes a tremendous amount of strength to admit an imperfection. Like, I don't even like calling it a weakness because you're showing so much strength in addressing it.
Yeah.
Because, yes, it can be embarrassing for people. I'm, especially for men even, I'm a man. I can handle this. I'm a man, right? Like, yeah, but you're not perfect. And that's what's so, I think that's one of the great messages that will be relayed in this Roy Halladay documentary.
Yeah, because he was as close to perfect as you could be at your profession. But behind, you know, closed doors in the comfort of a home, I'm not. And that's, you know, that's humanity.
Chase Utley's always looked at as this great workhorse, right? Chase Utley, the first story he told about Roy Halladay was how Roy Halladay outworked Chase Utley.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a guy who's striving for perfection. That's a guy who is dedicated to his craft. That's a guy who is strong.
Well, I read a snippet last night, and I don't know the source of it, but it was clearly an article.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.